Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. I have the two cutest little dogs, Penelope and Winston. And I have to tell you, it feels like I have four children instead of two. They're super needy, but they are my little love bugs. And Winston and Penelope literally make me feel so loved, unconditionally loved. And every night when I go to sleep, I put the kids down and I get into my bed and I want to watch my show. The way they cuddle up to me, I can be alone by myself or Brian is laying next to me, but they always make me feel safe. They always make me just not feel lonely. I absolutely love the love they give me.
I love that. Well, and that's why what you feed them is so important. So Merrick Pet Care, founded in Hereford, Texas, Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient.
Merrick crafts real ingredients into home-style recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato, or Grammy's pot pie.
Check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Yeah, but I'm just shocked.
Oh my God, I'm like so in love.
Not like that.
The Bows are get back.
And we have a podcast.
Part of that success is being open books.
I think it would be amazing to do a comeback.
It's so good though. Like, this is so good. Like, I want to do this all the time now.
And now, coming to the mic, Nikki and Brie Bella. This is the Bellas Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Bellas Podcast. Happy hump day, Nicole.
Happy hump day.
I thought no better way to make the middle of the week feel really good with our own rosé.
I agree. Always got to pop open some Bonita Bonita every now and then.
Honestly, and you know, because our wine club is alive and kicking. And
Club Bonita Bonita.
That's right,
we like to call it a little different over in Bella World.
I thought it would be fun to drink this. And if you haven't joined our amazing wine club, make sure you do. BonitaBonitaWine.com/join.
So we like to keep it easy.
Very easy. Here, Nicole, hold my mic while I pour. All right. Salute,
Alrighty.
Sister.
Cheers. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Goodness, Brie, where do we begin? My gosh.
Well, you just got back from New York, so why don't you tell us how fun New York
actually,
was?
Actually, I feel like because you first brought up Club Bonita Bonita, we should go first in full detail about that, because we haven't really fully discussed this.
We actually haven't. We kind of brought it up last week a little bit.
Not really, no, because remember, we didn't launch.
Yeah, but, oh, we didn't.
No, we didn't talk about it.
Oh, gosh.
All I know, right. Girl. Yeah, so that's why when you said that, people might be like, wait, what are you talking about?
You know, her and I... how long do you think we've been trying to plan this wine club? Has it been a couple years?
It's been a couple years. It's something we've always wanted to do, but you know, when you do a wine club, the timing has to be right and you have to have enough wine.
You have to have enough wine because we kept selling out, which thank you all. Yes, we started this wine club and we love it because there's some fun perks to be a part of our club. You get a Zoom with us. So we do two bundles a year, the spring bundle, which is three bottles of wine, the fall bundle, which is three bottles of wine. Each bundle is $150. So you pay about $300 a year to be in Club Bonita Bonita. You get six bottles a year. It's a great deal. But then you Zoom with us. Every time you get a bundle, we'll put together a huge Zoom, do a big tasting, Nicole, Ryan, and I. And then this holiday, I'm very excited because I'm going to lead it, but Nicole and Ryan will be with me. We're going to drink some wine and we're going to make some really fun arts and crafts. So I'm going to have you guys keep a cork. We're going to do some little reindeers and we're going to have the holidays, you know, feel really good. But anyways, we're growing. We're doing amazing things. It's been exciting for us.
It has. And you know, what I love too is we have a fun surprise in the fall.
Yes. I mean, I feel like we can tell everyone.
I know we can totally tell. Yeah. So we're bringing champagne.
Some bubbles, baby.
That's right. And our label is gorgeous.
It's hot.
I will give you a hint. It's very much Brie and I. It's very heavy red, feels very sexy.
It's a very sexy.
It's label. Very champagne.
It's this, still with our two girls.
But this is the thing, is we have to cap our club Bonita Bonita. So there's only so many that can join.
Right.
But still, it's a large amount, but only so many can join. And once that number's hit, that's it. And then we start a waiting list. And then whenever someone drops off is when people come in. So you never know when that will be. And I feel like, you know, we're super affordable for a wine club plus all the perks. And then we're hoping year two, it might be year three, we'll start to do a yearly party if you can make it to Napa.
Right. And it's Napa Funnel juice. It's delicious. Dash. If you want to drink like Nicole and I and enjoy some good wine, then join the club.
Yeah. You know, shoot, what was I going to say? You know, when you like space out,
I feel like because we're twins, I should know. Like I can read
your mind. What was I going to say? Oh, you want to know a big goal of mine? I just put it on the vision board.
Oh,
by the way, you sounded like Mateo. So we're going to be 38 in November.
Whoa. We're going to be 39.
I mean, 39. Shit. I'll do that to myself.
I'll lie. If we want to say we're going to be 38,
we'll be 39. But you guys, so Wine Spectator puts out a list, the 40 under 40. And it's like where you're like a certain like successful person in the wine industry.
Yeah.
And our partner, Ryan Hill, was like, girls.
Oh, shoot.
You got a chance. So that is a goal of mine. I'm hoping even if it's like if the list is made like even a few months before we turn 40, Brie, like I want you and I to make that list.
All right. Well,
I mean, I already didn't make like the billionaires Forbes under 30 list or whatever that one was.
Girl, you don't want to be a billionaire. Like Jay-Z says,
speak for yourself.
More money, more problems. Actually, that's
actually
not Jay-Z.
I don't. No,
that was Biggie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Biggie Smalls. No. I feel, yeah, more money, more problems if you want to spend it on yourself, but you can also do a lot of good with more money. Now I do believe that you got to keep your groups even smaller when you got more money. Cause you never know why people are around you. Right. I mean, after watching Anadelphia, I was like, oh geez. It doesn't mean all people are like that. Right.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on this because I don't want to be a billionaire.
Okay, well, that's good for you. And yeah. I want to be, and that's why even though we're identical, we're not the same person.
If I did win the lotto and I like happened to get $1 billion, I would give a bunch away.
I would help out with so many things that I can't help out. Like I already think of the first thing that I really like want to do. And
what
now
would you
being
do?
A mom, I really want to help single moms out there. Like I would either create a foundation or do something where like they get top of the line daycare for free.
That's
where they know it's
thing.
A safe place, but they could be a full-time career woman. They don't have to depend on anyone else, but they know that their kids not only somewhere safe and amazing, but well educated.
Right.
So I would just try and do different things because just in the situation that I've been, like I think of women out there that are just struggling to pay the bills. They're a single mom. They have no help, no family or friends that are helping them. They're doing it all on their own. Can you imagine that stress? So that would be like my first place. And then I'd really want to put it in education across the U.S. because, you know, you can see, I mean, I go back again to now being a mom, but I just know that like, you know, so many of our poor communities, if they just had the opportunity to have better education, this, and everyone should have that opportunity.
Right.
Everyone. So I would put so much money there.
Nicole for president.
That is right. 20, maybe 40 or something. When I'm more wiser. No, actually, shoot. If Kanye's going to run, I'm going to run.
Shit.
And then I know The Rock's going to run and he's going to beat us all.
Okay. But so it'll be right. Between you, Kanye, and The Rock.
Yeah. But
I
you
think
know
you
what?
Would take it.
I honestly, I feel like, you know, me as a woman, I wear a lot of hats and I would wear a lot of hats. But I don't know if I'd ever want to be president, to tell you the truth.
No.
I just want to be president, how about of my own foundation?
Girl, they would go.
If I become a billionaire.
They'd go into that closet and find every one
girl,
night
the
stand
closet's
you
already out there. You can get my memoir or you could catch up in all the seasons of Total Divas or Total Bellas.
That's true. So if I was a billionaire, let's just pretend here.
Oh gosh, just even hear you say that.
It doesn't sound right, right? I would definitely like, I'm like you with single moms and kids, but you know me, it's all about, the environment and animals.
Oh no, I could totally, I would want to get back to the environment. Yeah.
Like I'll be honest. I was a little bothered Elon Musk bought Twitter.
The sale's still pending. So if he does get Twitter, I hear he's going to try to monitor it, but I thought it was more in an anti-bullying way. It was supposed to be that to make Twitter more positive. I could be wrong. And I heard people think it's going to be really impossible for him to do that. But so we'll see. From what I got from the interview I saw, I believe by the way, a minute and a half or 90 seconds, right? I believe his heart's in the right place, but now there might be this whole other thing going on that I don't know, and it could be evil and it could be bad. And so I don't want to represent that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You never know.
In this world, you just never know anymore.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like sometimes we're like, just do the easy thing. Like just give it to the animals and Mother Nature and like the people that need it. But I do think a lot of money does go there. And I think there's a lot more that is going on that we don't realize as far as helping. But like, did you see how cool, did you ever see the rocks? IG video for Earth Day?
No.
Like, he is, I have to say, The Rock always impresses me.
He always impresses me too. I'm like,
an impressive man.
Yeah.
You know, I think as big as his muscles are, his heart's even bigger.
I do agree with that.
And I think he just has a great perspective on life. And I think even becoming, I don't want to say getting older, but you know, I mean, we're all getting older. That's life.
That's life.
You know? And I think he just has a great perspective of it. He's just, he seems like he really cares about the world. Like he really is, I feel like, our living day Superman.
I agree with you. I actually have always been impressed too with The Rock in the sense of like, he never forgot where he came from. I think sometimes when you're that rich and that famous, you can. And he definitely hasn't. I feel like he always acknowledges the wrestling industry, people who work hard in the wrestling industry. He always just kind of puts over like, he can
fans,
see.
Fans.
Yeah, everything.
He loves his fans.
He's like, yeah.
Right.
All right, Rock. We see you. We get you.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of big things.
Uh-oh, what? You're going to drop us with something else?
No, but the big city, NY.
Oh, yeah.
Big Apple, baby.
Can I just say I was jealous?
I know. I told you to come with me.
Yeah, I'm not just going to go on fun little trips when I was solo with the kids. You know what I mean?
I know, but when I was there, you wish you went on a fun little trip.
Of course. There's a lot of times I sit back in my chair and yearn for things, but you know.
So Brie and I, I'm so used to saying that.
Yeah, just you.
Just me. I was just in New York City, as you saw from my Instagram, and it was so fun. I was there for the NBC Universal upfront. I was there representing Barmageddon. I was with Blake and Carson. We got to do like a mini presentation about the show and it was hilarious.
That's so fun.
You know, you never know when you're at the upfronts and you're in front of the advertisers and, you know, the marketing teams, like how they'll react to you. And Jimmy Fallon had opened it and they were like, he had his like first opening joke and we all like laughed backstage, but then there was like no laughs in the crowd and we're like, uh-oh, tough crowd.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, great. We're about to go talk about Drunken Axel and Sharts. Can't wait to see how they're going to like this.
Sharts? Oh, it's a game.
Blake Shelton's darts.
That's right.
Call it Sharts.
I got nervous there for a second.
By the way, it's a game you'll want to play. It was probably one of the most fun games that's hard. They're all fun. I loved it. I was like, I could play this every night I'm drinking at the house with people.
Really?
So fun.
Oh, God.
It's not your typical...
What
it's not
I'm
your
thinking.
Typical game. I'm going to wait for you all to tune in because I can't give stuff too much away because then, you know, I got to make you guys all tune in and crave it and want it.
As long as you didn't shart on the stage, I'm good. So this was a game.
Hey, you know what? They would have remembered it and I could have got the show a deal for, you know, Pampers or something.
Oh,
so,
girl,
anyways.
Not Pampers for you. It's what's it?
I don't know. I couldn't think of the name. It begins with a D, right?
Oh, my God.
Depends. That's what I was trying to think. Yeah. But anyways, but it was so great because then we take the stage shortly after.
I just had a good idea.
Oh gosh. What? Imodium?
You should play Blake and Carson in a drinking game and whoever loses has to wear Depend on stage.
Oh yeah. Gosh. That would be scary. That'd be very embarrassing. Okay. Well, think about that.
Well, you remember someone showed me that there's an NFT getting sold right now with you in a diaper?
Yeah. Who created that? Thank you, by the way. And for the people who bought... a photo of me in a diaper. Why? What is the turn on?
I don't know.
That's when they literally put baby in the corner.
But yeah.
Like that?
I got it.
Oh, good. But so we take the stage. Blake opens it up. Kills it. People are laughing. They love it. And already getting those like first laughs were like, yeah. Like, you know, when you're like fired up. Then Carson's talking and they're like dying laughing. And then I go, and then they're laughing. And it's even great because, you know, Carson wrote our script, and I didn't realize he's a very funny writer. Like, he's just a great writer. And even on this one, I didn't realize, like, oh, yeah, this is kind of a joke. But I was like, no, We don't, USA hasn't picked a date yet when they're going to air us, or we don't know when we're going to go on air on USA. Everyone just started dying laughing. And I didn't even realize, like, oh yeah, that is like a funny joke.
Yeah, it is.
But it's the truth. And it was so good.
That's awesome.
I mean, all this stuff we were saying was so good. And we all went back and we're like, yeah.
You guys feeling good? Oh, high-fived each other and stuff? High-fiving.
We were nice. Like on top of the world.
Always feels good when you get a nice high five when you
totally,
come back.
Right? Yeah. And we did, and by the way, Shakira went right before us.
No, you got to see Shakira that close.
Shakira and I were on the red carpet like 2 feet away.
Did
and
you
I was
say
like,
something?
I didn't because she was always in her interviews. And I'm like, this has been like, you know, Brie, an idol to me since it was her and J-Lo.
Her in high school.
When I was super, super young. I mean, remember everything, how I would dress. Remember I got this skirt like her with the t-shirt tied up.
Wait a second.
And then I'd always sing the song.
How did you not tell me this?
Well, we haven't really chatted about my whole trip.
Okay. How did you not say hi?
And she looks so, well, so I kind of like mentioned something to one of the PRs, like, I really love her. And then nothing happened. So I was like, all right. But all I wanted to do was say hi to Shakira so bad.
And she was like right there.
Brie, like not much further than you. And she
Nicole,
looked
I just
gorgeous.
Would have said, oh my gosh, Shakira, I love you so much. Just big fan. You should have just whispered it. Or is that creepy?
You'll see me probably in the background of some of her media shots. Her and Joe Jonas, the younger one. They're coming out with a show. Dancing with Myself is their new show. And they're doing like a lot of like TikTok videos. Nick Jonas
okay.
came to my head. Duh, Nicole, Nick, Nikki.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I'm bummed that I didn't get a photo though. That's one
I
would have
said
loved.
Hi.
I know.
Like, shook her hand or something.
I mean, you know how much I love her.
Yeah, I'm
like,
just shocked.
Love,
I mean,
obsessed.
I love that.
I was
love
like, kind of, I just couldn't stop staring at her. I'm not going to lie.
Was she just so gorgeous? She seems naturally just stunning.
Naturally stunning.
Because she doesn't wear a lot of makeup.
No.
Mm-mm. Amazing.
Nope. And her body and everything.
Everything.
You hear her talk. I'm like, geez.
Like, perfect.
Has it all.
What is she, 5'2"? How tall?
Tiny, yeah. Tiny. No, Shakira, I believe, is 4'10".
Oh my gosh.
But she wears high heels. Good
oh,
for
wow.
her. Yep.
Well, tell us any more fun stories.
Oh my God, there's so many. So I got to hang out for a second with the cast of Bel Air. By the way, this show on Peacock, so it's number one on Peacock.
Wow.
It's set records.
Is it scripted or non?
It's scripted. So it's, I mean, I guess you call it a remake, but of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh, you know what? I've seen this.
I want to.
It looks
I want to stream it. Well, when they were playing the package, I was like, damn.
So good.
They were all so sweet. So yeah. excited. So grateful. They were amazing. And I got to run into Bianca Belair.
Oh, nice.
And Bianca and I were talking. And then they walked up. She was like, oh, my gosh, sorry. Hold on for a second. And then it was cute.
That's
they
cute.
All got their photo. And they all were laughing and having fun. And so they were amazing to meet. Because when I had rehearsals the day before, they were going before me. So I got to chat with them for a sec. And then I saw them in the lobby and all that. And it was just so much fun to catch up with Blake and Carson. So we were all doing a Fox interview. And then this made me be like, oh my gosh, because I started to think of my year and how blessed I am to be that I was surrounded by amazing men.
Amazing
men in this industry. Because they were asking me, like, how was it to work with Blake and Carson? And I was like, I literally got a third wheel into the greatest bromance ever, right? But these guys, and I know you already see it on The Voice, but they're so down to earth and amazing. But I got to come into a show that they created. It was literally like, you know how people are like always like, I just want to have happy hour at the Bellas. Just literally right. hang out with them and shoot the shit. I got to do that with them. And that's what our show's about. And that's what you literally get to do with them. But they were so encouraging. They just were
positive people.
Positive. They make me feel like a queen. Like, you're so amazing at what you do. Thank you so much. Like, they always made me feel so great. And it just was amazing to have, because when people are like that to you, you get motivated, you do a better job. I felt appreciated. And it's so amazing when you feel those things. And they made me feel so talented in all these things. And I was like, I'm so blessed to work with men like that. And then I think of AGT Extreme, because then the guy goes, he asked me about Barmageddon. I was like, and it's been the funnest set ever. And he's like, wait, I'm going to tell Simon. And I was like, no, wait, because AGT Extreme, like I told you, was one of the most amazing sets I've ever been on. And then I'm like, I got to work with Simon Cowell and Travis Pastrana and Terry Crews, another three amazing men. Like Simon, I can't wait till we have our wine night. He's promised me. It may never happen.
I'm coming.
And you're coming. But I love
It'll
Simon.
Happen.
Simon's, you know, Brie and I got to see him recently because AGT goes back on air the end of May, which I'm very excited for. Oh yeah. Summer's going to be fun. Well, you know, I mean, being in the AGT family, you may see myself or even us this season, but I'm so pumped for this season. I just love AGT, right? I was talking to some of the executives and I was like, I've been so blessed to not only work with all of NBC Universal's top talent. I mean, not just NBC Universal's top talent in the industry
100%.
Of entertainment. Like
from all walks of life.
All walks of life.
Their talents are from all different, like Travis is from that extreme world and Simon's just, I mean, talk about
entertainment,
you know,
icon. Yeah. Everything.
All of it. You've worked with like different people who are pros in different areas.
I mean, it's pretty incredible when you think of it, right? Like 100%. I all of a sudden was sitting back on the plane like, holy cow. Like I hit the lottery this year and it didn't even matter about income. It was like about who I was surrounded by, what I learned as just a judge and a host, how much I loved it. But also I got to be a part of these two new families from The Voice and Barmageddon family because it's a lot of The Voice people.
Right.
And from AGT. And I'm like, wow. Like I get why they have amazing fans and why all those crew and producers have been with them forever because it's hard to call it work. You know what I mean?
100%. I mean, just think, Nicole, your high school self, like if someone said, yeah, you'll be doing this in the next couple decades of your life, like your wrestling career to all these other things. I mean, what do you think you even would have said?
Absolutely. I mean, no, I would have been like, yeah, right. You told me I would have been standing on the stage one at the iconic Radio City Hall presenting at an NBC Universal upfront in front of amazing advertisers with Carson Daly and Blake Shelton to my sides. No way. No way in hell. I would have been like, yeah, right. And then if you would have told me like you were going to be judging with Simon Cowell and Travis Pastrana, I just would have been like, yeah, I'll put it on the vision board, but we'll see. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. And so of course, then, you know, me in the city, Bree, I never can sleep. All I want to do is go out and about and wander. The city was on fire.
Was it? You and I always do this. Every time we go to New York, we'll be like, no, we're going to be good. We're going to stay in our hotels. We're not going to. And it's too hard not to.
And then I find my way to Nobu 57. I have my sake and all my favorites.
So
I walked around Central Park. We were playing live music. They were playing football, laying out. It was gorgeous.
Oh, the city is magic.
Yep. I popped in a few shops, got myself a cute outfit. And then I was staying at the Mandarin Oriental. So those views were just incredible. Mom came and saw me. Mom and I had such a good, like, she came and hung out with me for a few hours. And we just had so much fun. We just chilled at the hotel and we had a great time. And then, you know, I got to see Leslie and Jamie and then we hung out for a while. And then it was really cool because you just saw a different talent from NBCU. So they'd come up to me. I'd go up to them. We'd all chat. I got to see Garcelle.
Oh, that's awesome.
She says
how
hi,
is she?
By the way.
Oh, tell her to say hi.
She's amazing. Because think when she came on our podcast, we were pregnant. So
oh
she just
gosh.
Said she really loves seeing how I've become a mom and like watching that journey. And she's just so drop dead gorgeous, by
I
the
mean,
way.
Beyond.
I mean,
beyond.
Flawless. I was like, damn, girl. Even Leslie walked away. She's like, whoa, she is beautiful. I'm like, I know. Flawless. Yeah. I hope people say that about me when they walk away. Or, well, damn, she's a lot of fun. If I get that, that's I like that.
I will say a lot of people a lot of times meet us in person and are always like, whoa, you're better looking in person.
Oh, yeah, we get that.
I never know what to feel about that, but I do take it as a compliment.
I'm a hit or miss when it comes to photos. And I
Me
don't
too.
Say that for fishing for a compliment or being bad at myself.
I'm just not
some people are super photogenic.
Yeah, I'm not
and
that.
Some people are every now and then. I am every now and then.
I will say I'm definitely the girl who has a good side and a bad side. It's actually pretty cray that my nose and my face photographs a certain way on my right side and then a certain way on my left. And
no, mine too.
And I'll admit, my left isn't that pretty. Well, I don't like the left side of my face, I
guess. We got lucky because my left is my better side, not my right. And so you and I, that's why if you guys ever see how Brie and I are always standing on our sides, it's because we're always wanting the better side.
I always want the right.
So we got lucky because that would suck if we were always fighting for one side.
Could you imagine?
I think that's Artem and I. I feel like Artem and I both, our left sides are better. So it's like always like, I'm like, Artem, you look, talk about someone who's photogenic.
Artem's
the camera
photogenic.
Loves him. I always tell him, mom will always say it when she sees me in person, Artem needs to get in modeling. Like, how is Artem not modeling? And I'm like, cause his size is perfect for modeling, but he's so photogenic.
He's very photogenic.
Yeah. And then everyone was asking me if I'm going to get Mateo into modeling. Everyone's like, he needs to be a model baby. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. he would tear clothes. I mean,
but by the way, I don't even think he'd sit still for it.
That's what I mean. He's not that kind of baby. He's not even a baby anymore. Our boys are growing so fast.
They're growing really fast. It's pretty crazy.
It's crazy. But so I think that was it with New York. I actually will admit I was excited to get home to my boys, but I was like really sad to leave.
I bet. You know, it was funny because when you said, oh, you should just come with me and like be my plus one and whatever. And I was like, oh no. Like, I just thought I don't want to do that. And also with the kids. But then when I started to see your pictures and you would FaceTime me and all that, I was like, oh, I miss New York.
In the fall. We'll go in the fall. But I want to make it like a few days because I will say having a little bit more time to myself, it just is like how you need to do New York. Like, because there's so much to enjoy in New York and it's such a special city.
It is.
It really is, you know?
I agree with that. You know, it's funny because the other day, you know how we took Birdie out for that fancy dinner on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which I have some funny stories. She wanted to take a picture in front of the vineyard. She goes, send this to Dodo.
Oh, isn't that funny? A girl.
You know, Brian.
She wants to keep me in the vibe.
I know.
Keep me in the loop.
But, and she knew you were on your way to New York, but I felt it was funny. Like, she just knows wine is us.
Oh,
and
my
like,
gosh.
The way she says vineyard. And
yeah, vineyard.
I don't know. It was pretty funny. But, you know, I will say one thing is she always wanted to do the fancy dinner.
Yeah.
And that was like her big thing. And Brian wanted to do it. But she did not like it.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you know,
at all.
That's tough for her age.
Well, and it's not even like the place was like, it's amazing. Food yeah. Press in Napa Valley, amazing. The decor, you will love it.
Really?
I was in heaven.
I can't wait.
But she was like, this is not my style. But she definitely would keep talking about you.
Yeah.
And like me, because she, I think, was really understanding this is us.
This is us. I love that. Well, so that's where Bree went is where Artem wanted to take me for Mother's Day. And I was too tired, but we're going to redo it because I think you have to pay for the reservation, right? Mm-hmm. So Artem said that they'll let him book it for another time. And then I feel like
they don't charge you unless you don't show up.
Oh, okay. And then when he was like, oh, they're taking Birdie for her birthday. I could tell he was like so bummed because he was so excited for it. But I'm like, we're going to do it another time. I didn't want to do press and like have to chug a Red Bull and then like make myself go through dinner. I want to enjoy it.
And why I brought it up is because there's things about it reminds me of New York.
Oh, yeah.
So I think when I started off with that and you're headed to New York, I was getting the vibes and it was fun. But Brian and I did the tasting menu and they were able to cater it to our needs because we don't eat
vegetarian. Yeah.
They did vegetarian for Brian. They did pescatarian for me, Nicole, the tasting menu. Like you want to do it right.
Really?
And then, so I added the wine tasting with
it. Yeah, girl. I like when you do the wine tasting with it because how it pairs.
Unreal. And the presentation and everything.
Oh my gosh. Can we go to Thomas Keller's spot this week, the champagne and caviar? Because even how they pair.
Well, I miss our friends.
So yeah. And they always like
Elliot
to go there.
Holly, yeah. And let them know.
But I love that. And the live music. I feel like after being in New York, because I was really strict before I went. Which, me and those low-rise pants, girl.
Oh,
we didn't talk. Oh, can I just talk about my fashion real quick, and then we'll go back.
I saw you. That was gutsy. You wore those low-rise pants, but
even
Jamie
was like, "Thank you, do it, girl." Well, you know what it was? I really wanted to give out Barmageddon vibes. Yeah. I wanted Coyote Ugly. I wanted like advertisers and like people to see that when we were presenting.
Very Coyote Ugly. I felt it.
I wanted to be like, I want to go to the bar she's going to.
Yeah.
That was like the vibe I wanted to give. And I felt like it was accomplished with those pants. And the only reason why I felt comfortable to wear the low rise was because that
how
top
the,
comes down.
And on, I feel like a camera, it visually,
it actually
like, you know what I mean? Tricks
like,
your face or your eyes.
But they were awesome, right?
Yeah, I loved it all. I mean, more Coyote Ugly would have been a t-shirt tied up, right? Wasn't that how they did it?
Yeah, well, I was going to take the denim
but
approach.
I love the shirt
when
you wore.
When you're on stage with the cameras.
No, you need
lights.
That.
I just feel like that it makes you sparkle. And then I was thinking like it's spring, going to be summer. So I liked the neon color because, you know, I put it all together myself. And I'm being nice to myself. So I don't want people to think like, oh my gosh, Nicole. I don't know what happened to my ass.
Really?
My ass is still in the labor room when I pushed out Mateo. Or it's in my thighs. I don't know, but my ass has never been this flat. And like Artem's always so sweet, but like he loves me, right? So he's like, you still got an ass. Look at it. And I'm like, okay.
I feel like you still have an ass.
Not what it was.
Like, no, it's definitely not what it was, but you don't lift like you used to.
Right. I don't lift like I used to.
So
and
maybe
so
that's it.
I told Artem. like, so we now have boxes that are just filled in the garage.
Yeah, your and garage I said, gives me anxiety.
I want to be done with my boxes this week because I'm going to start lifting again for my butt. It's going to be my summer goal because I'm not, like, we're not taking vacations or anything and I need to keep myself distracted. Like, I told him I have goals. Like, I can't be going to wine tastings all the time and all this. Like, I want to try to, like, stay home more and then make things more special, like Sister Sunday. And when we come and take over your home, 4th of July, not take over, but when you have us for a vacation. Yeah. But I'm going to really work hard on getting my ass back this summer. That's going to be a goal of mine.
Well, and
I'm going to measure.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I thought I was going to lose my ass just because how much running I've been doing. And
no, but you're building muscle.
But I know, but a lot of runners can lose their butts, right? But I noticed it's been building my butt.
Yeah, but because you and I naturally have butts. So when we work out those muscles, remember mom even used to talk about it when we were young.
Yeah.
Like they just pop out. I just can tell that I don't work my, I mean, I used to squat 220. Damn. So just think like I'm not doing what I was doing. And it is crazy that how that muscle just goes.
So what will you do for your butt? You'll do squat how many times a week?
Well, I'm going to feel it out on how my body is, but I'm curious to try a few different things. Have you ever seen those challenges where is it the 50-day challenge where every day you do a certain amount of squats? And it could even be body squats, but
I have seen those.
I would use weight, but I'm almost like, even if I go out there and do
like
20 every day, 20 every day with weight, like what would that, would help? Like through the summer, like where would I get?
And why don't you throw in there and I'll do it with you, just like push-ups and sit-ups because...
Well, oh, totally. Well,
I feel like when you and I were doing that nightly, like, okay.
You guys, 300 abs a night. I will tell you, 300 abs a night is life-changing.
Life-changing.
You get abs.
Right.
And you just have to be patient. And obviously, you know, it's what you eat. I think what I've realized at, you know, our ages, and I was just talking to someone about this in New York, I'm not going to give up my alcohol. That's just that. And I don't care what people think. I love my wine. It's decompressing. Now, I take days off, of course, just because there's days I don't crave alcohol.
Right.
Like I'm not like, I got to have alcohol every day. But what I've realized is the days that I do want to drink, you can't have sugar that day. I'm going to have sugar, my alcohol, and that's it.
100%.
And try not to even have carbs. Like, that's just what you have to do. And because, you know, I was super clean going into New York, and I lost 3 pounds. Thought I was going to lose a lot more.
Oh gosh. You that's can't at our
realized,
ages.
But that's what I realized.
It's too hard.
But so what I realized is you just, when you get older, you have to do the pick and choose and then just work out and like,
oh, trust me.
You feel good. Oh, for me, it's all about just being healthy. But like, I realized I'm just at the age, I got to pick and choose what I want.
I was at a birthday party this past Sunday for Bird. And you know, the nice thing about becoming friends with all these families is everyone's like in the wine business. So it's always good wine at these birthday parties. So we're having some good wine. And let me tell you, I saw the celebration ice cream come out and that looked so good. And they had enough for the adults. And I said, no, because in my head, I'm like, don't do it, Brie. You're having a little wine. Have this be, you know, I already was eating healthy that day. I'm like, don't do the ice cream and the wine.
You got to pick.
And I picked the wine and I said no to the ice cream, even though I was drooling.
I was staring hard at the ice cream.
Like
a good old Sunday.
Well, and you know, I love that celebration.
Oh, ice cream.
Like, you know, you just know it's
going to
be
yummy. You're
just
in a moment. Yeah. It's always fun. You know, something I like to bring up is for rehearsals, I was wearing really cute, like super hot jeans and a bodysuit. I wanted to pick my front wedgie every second. So you can't just do bodysuits with jeans, can you?
Guess what I did at Disneyland? A bodysuit with jean shorts. Girl.
You wanted to pick every second.
There was a lot of times I wanted to pick.
Get in your pockets. You're like, no one can see when people could clearly see.
And I was like, did I do this because I wore a thong and a bodysuit? Are you supposed to pick one or the other?
Well, you think extra protection, but I don't know. There needs to be something made. Because I feel like even when you're wearing the other ones that don't have a snap, like maybe they feel better. I think that's why a lot of them do the shorts, you know, or they come out with the full panty ones. I think just the full panty ones are the safest, but I kept going in a corner.
Maybe we need bigger jeans.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I had Levi's on, so there's no such thing as big when it's
Levi's. Are the butt huggers, so there you go.
Well, I needed help. I've realized that I need more Levi's in my life because they just give you a butt. Levi's are amazing.
Oh, I love Levi's. They give you the heart-shaped butt.
Yeah, I love it. Cowgirl butts. I used to call them cowgirl butts.
Yeah, that's like the point of them, right?
Totally.
I think so. So, Nicole, I have some listener questions, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get right to it.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
So, Nicole, yesterday on my Instagram, I wanted to ask Bella Army, like, what do you want to hear Nikki and I talk about, like, on our podcast? So, by the way, I got overwhelmed with responses. I was pretty blown away. And I just thought it'd be fun to, like, pick a couple of them. I have a couple in mind.
Ooh, let's hear.
Because, you know, I think maybe every week we kind of throw it out there or, hey, you know, let people know, like, we hear you,
Bri,
we see you.
We're a lot like Abby. I think we give really good advice.
Well, girl, not all of this just, is advice.
Well, I know, but I feel like we have good remarks for things.
That is right? True.
Is that how you would say it? Sometimes I feel like, so I got in at 2 a.m. and Teo first woke up at 5 a.m. So my brain is a little wishy-washy. I had to deal with delays last night in New York, so...
Yeah, you got home late, but this isn't anything that's going to be feel like rocket science. Like, you're good.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is I'll say remarks, and I'm like, is that the word I want to use?
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff, you know, I will say a lot of stuff was about wrestling, which I love, and always, you know, about us making comebacks, but, and I feel like we touch on that a lot, but there was this one, there's a couple questions that stood out to me that I was like, oh, that's really cute. And here's one. I want you and Nikki to talk about what does the feeling of love feel like to both of you? I was like, ooh, that's interesting. So tell us, Nicole, and then I'll chime in.
I mean, for sure for me, like right when you asked me that, the first thing that comes to mind is the butterflies. Butterflies, giddiness, when you can't stop thinking about that person, like when you want to text or call them every second or you just dream about them pretty much. Daydream, nightdream. Someone that you truly feel like you can't live without. And also what I've realized, the feeling of love for me, it's like when I feel so safe. Like the times that I've been madly in love, I'm like, the world can end right now. And as long as I'm in his arms, I'm okay. You know that feeling?
Oh, for sure.
And that's when I'm like, I love this person so much. Or when you can't get enough of them, even when you're making love to them. And it's like, you're like, I either want to cry or I need more, but like they're inside you. So you're like, how much more do you need? But it's like, oh, sorry, that might have been TMI. But you know TMI. What I mean? When that making love feeling where you're almost like emotional, like in the beginning, like you're like so in love with this person.
I'll be honest, I've never wanted to cry in sex.
Really? Yeah. You've never had like an emotion? You've never cried in sex?
I've never cried in sex.
You've never cried in sex?
No.
Really?
I think some people get emotionally different. I've definitely have felt like I guess what would make you want to cry, but I'm not a crier. That's not my jam.
Yeah, but I'm just shocked.
Oh my God, I'm like so in love.
Not like that. It could even be like, you know how like you probably shedded a few tears when you had your kids?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay, well, I did for both.
I'm literally not a crier. For me,
I feel like I become a poet at times for lovemaking.
Well, no. For me, it doesn't take away that I felt probably the same things you felt. I just don't have tears to show it. Yeah. Mine's different.
Okay.
You know.
I knew you were a bitch.
No, but that's what I was going to say. I think people automatically would say that,
no,
but that's not
totally,
true.
No, I wonder the ratio actually of people that have cried or who haven't. But yeah. I have cried.
Like when I've seen movies and I've seen girls cry in sex, I'm like, that's crazy.
No, it's not bawling crying. It's like a beautiful
I know
cry.
It's not bawling crying, but it's still like a little.
But so, you know, it does happen though.
No, I know.
People
and I'm sure
hit
that's
that
why,
level.
It's why movies have done it.
Yeah.
And there's women I know who, when they give birth, they cry when they hold their babies and some have orgasms. I've heard about that. And some don't.
That's crazy.
I'm in the section of
whatever video you DM me and you know which
oh
one.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what is this?
A woman having an orgasm when she gives birth. It's a thing.
No, but her guy was helping her and the doctors were all right there. Yeah. Yep. That's the DM you sent me.
Oh, that was another one. Yeah, there's like a lot of...
That one will never get out of my head because I was so freaked out. You know exactly. I was like, Bree's such a bitch.
I know.
She would just send me the worst DMs and I'm like, first time mom in a pandemic about to give labor and she sends me the like most terrifying
and my
labor
bed
videos.
Laughing so hard. Yeah, I forgot how I'd do that to you all the time. That's so good.
So messed up.
But I guess love for me, you know, there's definitely like times I can even think of it. I think it's when you're with the people you love or you're doing something you love so much and you almost feel like what people would consider like enlightenment. Like, whoa, I'm 100% enlightened, feeling pure happiness. But that's how love feels to me. And like there's so many times, like even last night when I was sitting with the kids and we were having this fun like bath time thing, I was in pure joy. Nothing could make me upset in that moment because of that. And that's how love is to me. So, but I thought that was a really cute question, right?
That's a really cute question because love to so many people is different. Like you and I are very mushy and lovey-dovey and we love love. Like I love love. I think nothing feels better, especially in that beginning stage when you're just so excited to date each other and be around each other and kiss and touch and when it's nervous. Like when you look back, it's like those nervous parts. I mean, it's like sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, like can I just whatever. But then when you look back at it, you're like, those were the best moments.
I remember the butterflies I'd get with Brian and like when we were on the road and I'd put my luggage down in like our room and I'd go walk to his or something.
Yeah.
And like before I'd knock on the door, I'd like, oh, can I really knock right now? I'm like
nervous. I know, right?
I mean, I would even like pee and have like the water faucet I turn on real quick because I didn't want him to hear me pee. Like
totally.
Weird stuff. Like you're just nervous about everything.
Well, you know what's crazy is when I'm away from Artem and I start to think about our sex, I get butterflies. Like it happens a lot. I still get butterflies about it. Yeah. And then I get excited and then... tired. Even last night, poor guy was like, come in at 2 a.m. I was like, I just want you to hold me.
Oh, and gosh, I could tell he was so excited. Sound asleep.
I know. You got to see him like holding me with one arm. I could tell I was like.
He's like, how did I date the neediest woman in the world?
I just love him so much. I can't get enough.
I mean, I love my husband too, but I don't think at 2, if I came home at 2 a.m., I think I would do a face dive into my bed.
I wanted to do it into his armpit. I was like, just hold me.
But
I
Brian's a cuddle bug. Like we both are.
I love
like
cuddling.
We hold each other, all night. And then we do eventually go our own ways. I never remember when we do.
I
just
pass
always
out
will wake
so,
up and like be on my side.
Oh my God, I pass out so hard on Artem's chest. When I get a late sleep on Artem's chest, it's like NyQuil to me. It's like
But
and
then
again,
like,
it's that comfort feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just feel so safe.
I agree.
Your guard fully just like your body surrenders.
It does. Yes. It really does. So another one I thought was interesting is people were asking how to deal with divorced parents. Oh, and I was like, oh, you know, I guess like, you know, we do have divorced parents.
We had to go through that.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's interesting because, and I'll just, you know, we'll do this and I'll pick two more. There's so many. There was like hundreds and hundreds.
We'll save them.
Yeah. I mean, how do you think so? And I think that would be big for someone to hear.
So like as the child.
Yes.
Of these two parents. Well, you know, my first thing would be, you know, you can't put your parents in a situation like, well, they gave me this. So what are you going to give me? Don't turn them against each other because you don't want to have your parents feel like they now need to fight for your love.
Right.
You want them to just love you, you know, and because I see that sometimes with when kids want something their way, teenagers or older, they use that and don't use that and obey and find out what is the healthiest for everyone.
Right.
You know, like if you're a high schooler. Like, okay, what I think is great for myself and be vocal about it is I want to be at my dad's for a week and then I want to be at my mom's for a week. And that's healthy for me and that's healthy for them. And I want this person to take me to soccer practice and this one to pick me up. I want you both to be able to be at my soccer games. And if you don't have to sit by each other, that's fine. But tell your parents what you need, what's healthy for you.
Yeah.
And that's why I always think therapy is the best way for this because you should have a mediator in there. To help everyone figure out what's the best routine. Now, the child's needs should always be first, but the child also needs to be vocal. And in this situation, don't be a pleaser of your parents, but don't turn your parents against each other.
Yeah. Well, and I think the biggest thing kids need to realize in divorce, parents aren't divorcing their family or their kids.
Right.
They're divorcing each other in relationship and a relationship that started way before kids. And I think sometimes as children, because we were young and we acted out, you know, when it went down, we sometimes take on that it was us who ruined the relationship.
Right.
It's us who caused the broken family when they're not divorcing you. They're not divorcing the family. They need separation from each other. And a happy home is the home you want to be in. And sometimes two people together don't make the happy home.
I agree.
So two separate homes sometimes is the happier decision.
Well,
so I think that's, you know, that's hard on kids at times.
Oh my God, totally. I think especially like 25 and under, when I look back and what I've learned, it's very hard to manage your emotions.
Right.
What we're feeling. We think that the first time we fall in love, this is it for the rest of our life. But we just really don't know how to handle this first love.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time we have sex or the first time, or if this is a time we're going through divorce, because what also, you know, the kids don't realize is you're going through a big change in life. You were used to being raised in this house with two people in it. And now all of that's changing. And you're only 13, you're only 17, you're only 8, you're only 9, whatever age it might be. And we're just so young to manage what that emotion is. And that's why we have to be better as just human beings to be able to talk about that. And that's why we talk about so much of mental health, because that's a part of mental health.
100%.
We all keep these feelings down, whether it's being bullied, going through a divorce, having a breakup of what we're feeling. And we need to talk about it because it's very, very normal. This brain that we have is made up of a lot of different emotions and other really cool shit, but we need to learn how to manage that. And especially for our youth, I look back, I did not know how to handle a divorce and I rebelled and I actually disciplined myself in ways that then made me depressed because I wasn't treating myself appropriately, but it was because I had so much pain from the divorce. And I thought like abusing myself in ways or letting others was helping with my pain. And I realized that was all wrong.
Right.
But you do, as a kid, you don't know how to navigate that one. All I should have done was, hey, I don't feel good about this. This is what will make me feel better, or I need help to feel better. But all I know is whatever I'm feeling, it doesn't feel good and it makes me want to be this person. And I don't want to be this person.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I think too, when you're an adolescent, so when you're going through those elementary, middle school, high school years, you're already dealing with so much other shit of just like, you know, going through puberty and all that. Everyone's growing at different speeds and developing different ways. And you're dealing with getting compared. You're dealing with confidence issues, like just so much stuff, popularity, not popular, all of it. that I think when divorce gets put in the mix, it's kind of the needle that broke the camel's back, right? And I think that's what you see a lot of times. So
totally.
I agree. It's like about speaking up and just saying when you need help. But I hope I think we answered that good. And I hope we help people out there who are going through that. Cause I get that's hard. Cause we went through
totally. It. Like, I honestly wish that when I think Verbella Army, anyone, I wish that we could work with people, because you and I went through so much, but this is the thing. We didn't go through it as good girls. And if you read our memoir, you'll know that. Bree and I rebelled. We went and got tattoos. We ran away. You know, I let my guard down with boys, and then it got me into really bad situations. And I drank. Like, there were a lot of things. We were not angels. We went in a different way because we didn't know what we were feeling. And I wish I could just sit these kids down and go, I know what you're feeling, and you're not a terrible person, because now they put themselves in a worse place. And then this is when mental health kicks in. And then we're talking about suicide and all these things. And I wish I could just go help them all.
I know.
Because that's all they need, is to help on what they're feeling. They're too young to know.
Right.
They're too young to navigate such heavy shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And love is even heavy at that time.
Oh, young love? Damn.
Young love. And then especially when someone breaks your heart at that age.
Ooh.
You know, it's like, it's just, it's hard. It's heavy. Almost when you look back in the day, they made them such adults at that age. But I kind of get it, because girls are getting their periods and they're going through hormones. So then they get put in this adult situation, but they almost started. Now, look, I didn't know people in the late 1800s.
You didn't?
But what it sounds like is they just knew how to control a household.
Right.
Or they knew how to go fight in a war. Or they knew how to do adult things at a young age.
Their bodies were going through adult-like things, so they're being treated like adults instead of their body going through adult-like things getting treated like children.
Right.
I get what you mean.
So I feel like that's what's made it very tough for us, because, you know.
No wonder we're all crazy.
I mean.
But honestly, but we'll keep, you know, we have so many amazing questions. Wait till I show you all these. We'll slowly through the next couple weeks get through them, because we hear you, we see you guys, and we want to get through it.
Bree, I like these questions from everyone. Well, you know, you know me, I love when everything's interactive, and I love our IG lives every Friday. And so I like that you did that you post that. And right? We need to do this more. This is what podcasting is all about, right?
I agree. And I actually have to say, I was impressed by all these questions. Like, Nicole, I didn't know how many questions I'd get. I thought maybe 10, hundreds of questions. But I have to say, so many of them, I was like, whoa, that's a really good question.
And that's why we just got to bring it. Let's bring it in every week. Even when we have a guest. We always know them before, so let's ask our fans, what do you want to hear? Because that's what this is all about. But we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have some inspiration and affirmation for you all. Stay tuned.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it.
It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And we really do.
And we actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products, as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is.
We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Well, Nicole, I have to say, I feel like everything we kind of talked about today and just some of the great advice I feel like you gave and just some fun stuff we talked even with the questions, I feel like this quote kind of, when I saw it, it just hit like everything you and I kind of always say and feel. So this quote is from Anakin R. Day, and it is, "When we choose to trust the journey and embrace love and joy, we are free to fly."
Ooh.
Right?
Free to fly.
And I do agree. So I feel like whatever you're going through this week, whether it's good or bad, or, you know, you're happy or you're sad, just trust the journey. And when you do trust the journey and you look at it with love and joy, I feel like there is a huge freedom. You are just really, truly allowed to fly.
Right. And nothing is worth as much as happiness. You can't buy it. I mean, they were right when they said you truly can't buy happiness. So no, start looking at the end game as like what makes me happy instead of what makes me this something, you know, something else. Like, you know, Brie being a billionaire.
Just kidding. Oh gosh. Well, just you know what?
But wait, one thing too that I've realized too is sometimes as well, when you talk about the freedom part in your quote, sometimes we think of making decisions can be failure, but sometimes your decision makes you free to fly.
That's right, girlfriend.
So just think of that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. We all want to fly.
We do. So fly this week. Fly, baby, fly.
That's right. And also, if you haven't caught our other episodes of the Bellas podcast, make sure to tune in because today was incredible and we've had some other incredible guests and last week was a lot of fun. Yes. So make sure to hit up the Bellas podcast archives because there's going to be some things you'll like to listen to.
I agree with you.
All right. Well, until next time, you all have an amazing week.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.